Perhaps I should say two or three words about me, because I think it tells you something about modern Europe. So I was elected as the federal president of Austria, not without complications, but finally, after a year or so, the election in December took place. As you notice, my name is Dutch, but that was about 300 years ago. My mother was Estonian. My father, I always say, was culturally a Russian, ethnically something you could call a West European or North European, not a Russian anyway. So what am I? I think I have a true European identity. Ethnically, you can call me what you want, really. I was brought up in German language, I think because my parents wanted to avoid any impression that they are immigrants. Maybe they were right, maybe they were wrong. So I don't speak one word of Estonian or Russian. I was brought up in two languages. One is what we call in German Hochdeutsch, because otherwise my parents wouldn't have understood me. But with my friends, I spoke the local dialect. And if you know Austria, then you will have realized that from valley to valley sometimes, and especially in Tyrol, where I was brought up in a valley like this, the dialects are so different that I really refuse to call them a dialect. I think it's a separate language, really. So this is my particular hobby, and I will be not continue on that. So in Strasbourg, in the European Parliament, I said I speak two languages and three quarters of a language. Two are German and English, and three quarters is the Kaunertal home village, mixture of German, Rätoromanisch, whatever that is. And are there any German-speaking people here? Oh yes, quite a lot actually, so why am I speaking in English? in Strasbourg I made a joke and told the German-speaking, told the German-speaking part of the deputies, MPs, if you don't believe me, that the language of my childhood is a separate language, then please tell me what the following sentence means. Fährt ich wie Nacht. And not a single person there speaking German could translate that, not surprisingly. Fährt ich wie Nacht heißt auf Hochdeutsch, letztes Jahr ist wie gestern. Okay, so that's why I'm kind of, you know, not very interested if people make a big thing about the European identity, and that this is a real a hindrance for the development of the European Union, because I think I was just, in a sense, I'm a forerunner, because this is quite usual. People are marrying each other across national frontiers. Their children speak two or three languages, and on top of everything, the children have also two or three citizenships.